WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of humor because let's face it, life can get pretty serious. So why not sprinkle in some laughter along the way? Today, we're diving deep into something that haunts us all at some point. Self-doubt and fear. Ever feel like an imposter? Like you're just pretending to have it all figured out? Or perhaps you find yourself paralyzed by fear before taking a chance on something amazing? Yeah, me too. And trust me, you are not alone in this journey. But here's the good news. Self-doubt and fear are actually signals, whispers from our inner compass guiding us towards growth. It's like that voice inside saying, hey, there might be something awesome over there, but it feels a little scary. So let's figure out how to conquer this. Now, I'm not about giving you some magical pill to erase these feelings entirely because let's be real, they are part of the human experience. Instead, we're going to equip ourselves with practical tools, stoic principles, and a whole lot of real talk to navigate those uncomfortable moments and turn them into stepping stones for success. First things first, recognize that self-doubt is often rooted in negative self-talk. That little voice in your head constantly whispering, you're not good enough, or what if you fail? It's crucial to challenge these thoughts. Ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support this negativity? Or is it just fear disguised as logic? Most of the time, those voices are way louder than they have any right to be. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Next, embrace imperfection. Seriously, people. Nobody's perfect. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, that's what makes us human. But dwelling on these imperfections just fuels self-doubt. Instead, focus on learning from those experiences and keep pushing forward. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember progress over perfection every single day. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the love of your family and friends. Shifting your focus towards what you're grateful for can do wonders for your self-esteem and help you overcome that feeling of inadequacy. Now, let's talk about fear. It's natural to feel afraid when stepping outside of your comfort zone. But remember, true courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. The Stoics believed in facing our fears head-on, not running away from them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a forest without knowing the path, right? The same applies to tackling your fears. Research, plan, and prepare yourself for whatever challenges might arise. This sense of preparedness can significantly reduce that overwhelming feeling of dread and empower you to move forward with confidence. Here's a real-world example. Let's say you've always wanted to start your own business, but the thought of leaving your stable job terrifies you. That fear is valid, but instead of letting it paralyze you, break down the process into manageable steps. Take a course, network with other entrepreneurs, even just write out a business plan. As you take those small actions, your confidence will grow, and you'll realize that facing your fears doesn't have to be scary, it can actually be incredibly empowering. So, remember, beautiful people, self-doubt and fear are inevitable parts of life, but they don't have to control you. By recognizing them, challenging negative thoughts, practicing gratitude, and taking action despite those butterflies in your stomach, you can overcome these hurdles and unlock your full potential. Take what resonated with you today, put it into practice, and remember, I'm cheering for you every step of the way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little stoic wisdom in the morning routine. Spread the positivity. Join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.